Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm tired.
I could tell.
You're cold and tired.
I feel like you should never, like in like a podcast, never
complain.
Talk about like, oh, I'm so tired, you know, like. Because no one wants to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. No, because everybody's whining and moaning like we are right now.
Right. And then I started thinking, like, what's the worst thing to talk about on a podcast?
Other than the big no-nos?
No, the big no-nos would be included. Like, what is, like for me, like, I would hate to listen to a podcast where someone just talks about, like, their, like, as a sports fan, I would hate to hear someone talk about their fantasy team.
I was about to say, number one for me is fantasy. Number two is the people you know that have a good amount of money complaining about money issues.
Ooh.
That's one that...
Always... How do you know if someone has a lot of money?
Well, like, if you know, like, they're a big name, and they're like, ugh, I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah,
and
like...
it's like...
Who does that? Does anybody
right.
do that?
Like, if Elon Musk was like, ugh, can you believe Netflix is raising their prices again?
Gas prices are ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, Elon.
All right, Elon.
I'm
first of all, you
about
own an electric car company, and you're the richest man on Earth, okay?
Yeah.
You're the last guy who should be complaining about gas prices.
Yeah.
Great input.
Man,
great
Melissa.
Great input.
Don't jump in too quickly.
Great input to that conversation.
The other thing I hate is when a podcast person rambles and somebody chimes in with a, yeah.
Melissa takes one of those breaths like she's about to like chime in. So we you know, obviously as radio people, like we pick up on that
pause.
Yeah, we pick up on that or on her cue. And so we're like, okay, she's about to chime in. And what she delivers is, yeah.
Do you think she's still better at our great impersonations of her today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
So
those were actually pretty funny.
Here's a funny Melissa McGurn story.
Is it funny, though, to somebody who can't see it?
Yes, because the way I'll tell it, it will
Oh,
be.
Okay.
So... All right. Kyle and I are in the studio during a commercial break, and Melissa is like, I probably ran to the bathroom or get coffee or something, and Kyle and I are talking about, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but it was...
Yeah, I don't think it was
nothing,
like anything important.
Yeah, and Melissa walks into the studio, and literally, we have like a TV to the right. Right as she walks into the studio, just beelines it straight to the TV and just looks up and starts watching. And we always have it set to WGN News, the morning show. And they're going through like the trending stories of the day. And it just so happened to be on the fact that Khloe Kardashian is having another kid. Melissa beelines it straight to the TV, looks up, and just goes, I think she's having it via surrogate. As if Kyle and I were already talking about it and she was chiming into a conversation.
And there's a couple things you should realize about this. Number one, when we say she walked up to the TV, we're not kidding. It's a TV mounted on a wall.
I've never seen her stand underneath the TV the way she was.
She walked right up to it, didn't go to her chair that was conveniently a few feet away.
Like the little girl from Poltergeist.
Couldn't have been closer. Looks up, hands on hips, and again, like Austin
and like
said,
shouts it, kind of
yes.
like announces it
like
to the room.
That is why I started laughing, because it wasn't like a, hey, did you know she was having this via surrogacy?
Yeah.
It was, I hear she's having it via surrogacy.
She was chiming into a conversation that wasn't going on.
And there was just a pause. We didn't respond. The response was me laughing. And her going, what?
Yeah, like you and I, like we both froze for a second. We were like, did she just,
well,
was that, was she talking,
looking,
is she talking to us?
You were looking at the TV.
The tone was also like, number one, Melissa had been listening to music so loud for 50 plus years at
oh
this
my
point
gosh.
And hadn't heard sound besides
first
in
of
headphones.
All, well, let me attest to that. If you come into our studio at any waking moment, you'll hear the radio show, not through the speakers in the studio, through the headphones that Melissa listens to.
Right, because you leave it down low, and I want to be able to make sure, like, we're on the air, and things are, like, you know, I want to be able to hear when the song's coming to an end.
I just hope that
so I leave
someone,
them down on the desk.
Someone is there to do American Sign Language at Porter's graduation. Because Melissa's not going to be able to hear a thing.
That's actually true. Because so, like, I wear headphones too loud, and I totally ruined my hearing, I will say.
When you listen to us talk, like right now.
Yeah, can you hear us right now?
Can you hear us? Or is this
Do you
like
think we're talking about Khloe Kardashian's baby right now?
A blind guess at what we're talking about. Like, you're using context clues. So you walk into a room, you see it on the TV, you just assume... Austin, myself, and, two manly
like,
men.
Didn't even make
manly
eye,
men.
Didn't make eye contact with us.
No.
Didn't, like, look up, even. Like, head down, walked in, beeline to the TV, looked up, saw Khloe Kardashian. I think she's having it via surrogacy.
Never turned around. And by the way, you also never turned around to be like, am I right? You literally just said it, nodded, sat down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that was the thing, too. It's like, it wasn't like she was, like, waiting for us to, like... chime in with, you know, oh, I did not know that, or anything like anything had added to the conversation.
Maybe my own conversation's good enough for me.
Hey,
here she's having it via surrogacy.
She didn't even allow us to like respond with, yeah.
Your responses today have just been
just a fire, absolute fire.
Whatever. I sometimes have. Not a lot to say.
It's Khloe Kardashian,
like
surrogacy.
Yeah.
And
no.
Just she doesn't know what to say.
So what else would you guys like to talk about? Because
what would you
today.
Say is the worst thing that you could possibly talk about on
oh,
a
that's
podcast?
Right. See, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, because I don't like to get into like arguing debates. So the things that would cause like arguments or
okay.
like get people angry.
Okay, so there you go. So you would say arguments.
Yeah. So things that are like people who have big, huge differences in religion or
sure
politics.
Mm-hmm. Religion
you know.
And politics to the two biggest things.
I mean,
you should
that's so standard, but it is true.
Right. That's probably the most cliche answer you could have given us. But no, I mean, at least you gave us an answer this time.
Oh, so guys, while we have a moment, I was curious.
What?
Should we talk religion and politics?
I think we should right now. All right, go around the room. What right. religion are you? What
non-denominational?
Who did you vote for in the last presidential election?
Who did you vote for?
Name the last five presidents we've all voted for.
Ooh, yeah. Let's go down our voting history.
Let's see who changed where. If they did.
Roe v. Wade. Where do you come out?
Are you vaxxed?
Right. Roe v. Wade sounds like a boxing matchup, you know? No?
I'm not touching that.
I'm trying to bait you in.
You know what, man?
Yeah, I was like, oh, if I make it sportsy, Kyle will jump in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that also leads us to yesterday, by the way. By the way, new to the show, but happy to be here as always.
Yeah.
And I've very much have been loosey-goosey, as I like to say. And
you have been?
I haven't been
strict.
I do
not consider you loosey-goosey.
But wait, what? Really? You think this is tidy-whitey?
Well, he's very, when it comes to the show I've noticed so far, he's like got his pants in a bind. You know
really?
What I mean?
Does
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does.
About what?
Yeah.
Now I'm curious.
The only time I've ever seen him get like angry was
he doesn't get angry
yesterday
he's just
when
uptight
I was playing the sounds like the whatever
oh,
weird
oh because it was
sound.
Annoying
yeah, yeah. whatever
we
weird
were trying
sound you
so
made.
This leads us to yesterday Melissa and I were doing I would say our jobs trying to make sure that we had a story ready to go that was already posted on social media so we could tease it
right.
And we are...
US 99 Chicago Facebook page. Go, like, subscribe.
To that. And the US 99 Chicago Twitter page. The US 99 Morning Chicago.
Yeah, US 99 Twitter Mornings. Page. Give us a follow on Instagram.
And it's Insta.
Our new Instagram account.
We got a great clip of Melissa guessing movie quotes coming up. Or it's already posted, so you should definitely go check that out. It's great.
And?
But we're doing our job. And... Austin's editing something in the background. And again, we're about to go on air, so we're making sure this is ready to go. This is live radio. This is a big deal. And all I keep hearing was,
yeah, that was Melissa's laugh.
And what makes it more annoying is it's a very annoying laugh that I wish I didn't have.
They literally found the two people in Chicago with the most annoying laughs and put them on a morning show together.
They did. Because your laugh is annoying too.
I hate myself. That? Yeah, I hate that.
I think we got a billboard. Chicago's most annoying laughs.
Yeah, tune in 6 to 9. Because everyone wants to hear that.
Yeah.
So,
I hate myself over and over again.
Again, live radio, big deal. And through the past couple weeks, if Austin or Melissa have done something like this, when maybe I'm a little annoyed, I laugh it off because we're just having a good time.
Right. You are very go with the flow.
No, he's not.
Easygoing.
And I just want everyone to have a good time.
Except for this moment.
And I turn to Austin and he makes eye contact with me because he knows it's annoying Melissa, but he thinks,
oh, yeah,
I got Kyle on my team. We're going to laugh.
Right. And that's the nice thing about Kyle is no matter who's getting picked on, Kyle will jump in.
That part I agree with.
Like Kyle will like Kyle's always there to team up on who and laugh or to be that supportive.
He gangs up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. I go between both aisles.
Right.
Ride it down the middle.
Yeah,
who's ever getting made fun of.
He is the Green Party. Yes. Of this show.
Big fan of Chance. If a chant breaks out in the studio, I'll chime in.
Oh, I thought he meant the rapper.
I was like, why is he talking about Chance the rapper?
That's my Invisalign. It makes me sound like I have a lisp. So it's Chance.
Yeah. He's like, I love Kanye West.
That's controversial. Anyway.
Lupe Fiasco. All the Chicago rappers, really, are all my favorite.
What a throwback. So I look at Austin. Again, eyes just so happy. I can only define it as like a child.
Oh,
so excited to open a gift on Christmas.
Yeah, he loves to irritate.
I turned back to Kyle being like, hey, how about this?
And I just look at him.
And he's just staring at me blankly.
And I just go, can you not? Or I think I said, can you please stop?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Can you please stop? Is what I say to my wife when
it was the same look like my grade school teachers would give me when I was talking.
You got a scolding.
I did get scolded.
Yeah. Which I was glad because I was super annoyed.
And I was like, sorry, Mr. Millman, no.
And it's the only time I've been mad at this job. And I wasn't even mad.
You've only been here 3 weeks, Kyle.
I know, right? The strictest I've ever been.
Like it's been forever.
It took us 3 weeks to break him.
I know.
Melissa says I think that's a new record. I want to hear more about how I'm uptight.
You are uptight. He gets his panties in a bunch over stuff. So what he does is,
a little weird that he wears panties.
But didn't know everyone could see that.
You get your panties in a bunch sometimes because, I mean, you will come in and you deliver your lines with aggression. So when it's like, maybe you think we're talking too long, you'll be like, you come in, you need to wrap it up. And I'm just like, okay, got it. Or you could have just said, hey, guys, wrap it up a little bit. He's like, wrap it up.
I do not believe I say anything because I'm not in the room.
You have come in and opened the door and said that. Or I look over at you instead of just like wrap it up, you're talking too long symbol is like your fingers up and it goes into a circle.
Yeah,
right?
Like a home run, like an umpire calling for a home run.
Right. You know,
I was instructed for that to be the signal by Austin.
Oh, which is fine.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great signal. It's a great signal. I came up with it.
I'll never forget the time. It was like, I think it was last week, as a matter of fact. And Austin, you talked for like you usually do, like about 30 minutes. And
Wow.
This is just Melissa just bashing us.
Yeah.
I'm just
good
kidding.
Night.
I'm totally kidding. I saw it there and I had to go for the joke.
This is my answer to the question. What's the worst thing you need to listen to on a podcast?
Let me finish my story.
Go on.
Okay. So anyway, and so you had said something, you know, you talked, you know, for like 15 seconds or whatever. And I went to go say something and he's like, wrap it up. And I had said two words into the sentence, and I was like,
"Well, that's probably
I haven't even said anything yet.
Two words too many, to be honest.
What?
Look, we got to give the people what they want. All right.
And I was like, man, he is strict.
You guys are very good on time, but sometimes somebody in this room talks a little too much, and he or she needs to be told that he or she maybe we should wrap it up more.
Who is it?
Who do we think?
Hang on. Me? No, it can't be me. No, stop. He just pointed at me. No.
Austin.
Austin. Austin.
I talk too much
Austin.
On the air?
Austin. Austin.
Hang on
Austin.
One second.
No, I know what you do, and this is what I do. You are very good at finding the joke. And when the joke pops into your head, you make a very good mental note of it.
So and then you wait for the right
moment.
You
need to
get
say
it.
The joke.
I do have to say the joke.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's what makes the show entertaining. That's why everyone loves the show. But that's why sometimes it can go too long. And that's fine.
Okay, I think you'll wait for the right opportunity.
All right. Hang on. Can I rebut here?
No.
Can I, Your Honor, can I take the stand?
Yes, you may.
May I approach the bench?
Okay.
All right.
Yes, Mr. Hoff.
Objection. Okay.
Overruled.
Thank you. Wait.
Sustained. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, okay? Your Honor. Melissa, okay.
What? I don't talk too much.
Oh.
What is that?
Was there a ghost in this room?
Oh. Oh my gosh! Ah! Please! Leave me alone! Leave me and my family alone! Where'd that guy...
I hear she's having it be a surrogacy.
Guys, we have got to stop recording this podcast in the haunted studio. It's the worst. No. So, Melissa will be like, all right, Melissa, we need just like a real short tease here. Real quick tease. And I almost think like she does it... It's funny. I almost feel like she does this on purpose.
What?
Because whenever I say, all right, we need a real tight tease here, real quick. We're behind in the clock. Need to catch up. Let's do a real short tease. And she goes, okay, got it. You know, it's like literally like the cartoon, like, okay, George. You know, I got it. Yes. And so then right when I put the mics on, she goes, you know, instead of, you know, going into the tease of being like, coming up next, we've got so-and-so and so-and-so on Melissa and Austin. It's, welcome back to Melissa and Austin. It's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining bright. It was actually even singing to me on my drive-in this morning. A high of 74, a low of 62. It's going to be phenomenal. I hope you get a chance to get outside today.
I do not.
And
you are
oh, coming up next, we have got what
Speaking
do we
Speaking of
what
next,
do we have?
Did anyone watch that MTV
yeah,
show growing
oh,
up?
Next.
What
oh
a show.
Oh my gosh. I loved the three facts that they would give to the people as they came off the bus.
They were so wacky and hilarious. Speaking of wacky and hilarious, Austin.
Austin is wacky.
What?
He's the wacky and hilarious one of us.
So
but
you're saying
up next,
I drag it out?
Only on I the times I... when I tell you we yeah. need it to be the tightest. and
I've
so
learned...
I feel like you're punking me sometimes.
I am not doing that.
That was the most unconvincing I am not doing that in the world.
I'll say as a producer, you learn how to work with people, like how to adjust to people's strengths and make sure you bring them out. And what I have learned is like, not here, but so much like at my other jobs, like there are certain things that you say to people to make sure they know. And there are certain things you don't because you know they're not going to listen.
Right.
And I'm not saying Melissa's not listening to the tight one, but I will say whenever not brought up, you nail the tight one. You nail it tight. Nail it tight.
He's literally
so are
playing.
You agreeing
no.
With
no,
him?
He's.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think Austin was in the wrong for telling you to do it, because you're going to do it when he doesn't tell you.
You're gonna,
so you're
so
agreeing
she, she's
with
gonna
him.
She's going to be tight when I tell her not, when I don't say anything.
Yeah.
That's like a backhanded compliment.
No. I know.
Oh, yeah. You just got backhanded. You just got Mil Minot.
This is after, by the way, Melissa
no,
was
you,
the...
You, just got, you can do it.
Melissa was the just nicest not. Person to me this morning, and I feel like I'm being the rudest person.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Oh, stop.
You just got Milna Mode
and
over.
Now I feel
I
really
did.
Bad.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Milna Mode.
Start him up. Start up the John Deere. It's time for Kyle to Milna Mode.
I was told I was so uptight, and I'm just like, now I don't know what to say, so I got to keep talking. Now I'm talking in circles and being mean to everybody.
This
no.
Is this the most passive-aggressive podcast we've ever done?
I think it's, for
And it's people Kyle's. Who don't it's only know, like Kyle's like fourth podcast.
I know. And for people who don't know us, none of us are mean.
No, not
but
at all.
It's like
we love each other.
We do, but it's like we are very much give each other a hard time for right. sure, yep. in the most loving way.
We're probably just possessed by the ghosts that are flaunting around this haunted studio.
Ooh,
oh, there he is again! Leave me and my family alone! Ooh. Stop it!
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.